No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you don't have plans for Friday night, we're going to go out for your meal with your significant other, friends, family, whoever. Good place to go is Ruhlman's Steakhouse in Ashland.
Billman's.
Go see Phil and the team for lunch or dinner. Of course, you know they have a variety of steak options, Chilean sea bass.
Sounds good.
They have crab fried rice. They have risotto. They have, yeah, I said risotto. Like risotto. That.
There's no ruffles.
Chilean sea bass.
There's no ruffles.
There's no
potato
ruffles.
Chips.
Or wavy asking, lays.
Imagine asking Phil for that. Take out a bag of chips with that.
Yeah. You got some wavy lays.
He just laughed and say,
no, we
just
don't
go
do that.
You go get them. You go get them.
Phil.
And don't forget, if you mention the ticket early break, you get a free cookie skillet for your table.
I'd like to have one of those bad boys.
Ooh.
Right now.
Phil, bring one in, please.
Right now.
They put that dollop of ice cream on top of it, and they'll double dollop it, too.
Oh, God. Those things, you're right. I was so skeptical when you used to talk about them like that. And then I had one. I'm like, yeah, he's right. He was right. Bill's right.
Which one's better?
God, I hate saying that. Bill's
Which
right.
One, I agree with Bill.
He said it today.
I agree with Bill.
That was for the weather. Yeah, that was right. It was nice weather.
The macaw.
Chill. There was some chill.
He used to get so mad when he agreed with me. Oh, I know. I agree with Bill. I know.
I have to say, there was a chill in the air. That was true.
Which one is the dream about going to Philman's?
Oh,
is it the food,
or
is it Phil? That's a tough one. It's a tough one for me. Really, is.
I think Phil would hope you'd say it for the food more than Phil. He's saying let's say it's for the food, and
your
I'm
wife
happier
would
I'm there.
Appreciate that too.
I would agree that.
But you dream about Phil.
No, he's got so much insight.
He does.
There wouldn't be much that I wouldn't do in my life right now. If I'm gonna have some sort of like, I'm thinking about doing something, I'd go right to Phil. That's the first.
You know what?
Drive to Phil. Phil, I'm thinking about doing this with something professional, with my life, whatever. I'm gonna talk to Phil.
Now that you mention it,
yeah,
that he'd be a good one.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
Very very steady,
even keel. Exactly.
Yes, that's what I mean. I'd go to Phil right away.
He'd been a good coach, good head coach. Yeah. He's kind of like a head coach.
He is the head coach of Ruhlman's.
Yeah. How about
He's
that?
The guy.
How about that?
Coordinating it all.
The Saban of meat. Yes.
The CEO of Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Yes. The man.
Wow. I got to get back there.
Stop
we all
there
gotta get back.
Today for this weekend for lunch or dinner. Highway 6 in
Southside.
Ashland. Last night, the NFL began its season. Preseason,
yes,
at least.
Yes.
It was a rout. Kyle Allen had a really rough game for the Lions. Threw a couple picks early on.
I'm sorry?
Kyle Allen.
Where's he from?
I got it.
I think it was,
Jake, don't worry about this. I got
he's
it.
He's not A&M, is he? I forget where he's
that
from.
That sounds right, though.
I think he was
at A&M at one point.
Yeah, I think
in time.
He was. He's had an interesting career.
The other guy looked good, though, right?
Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Tell you one thing.
Chargers win 34-7.
Yeah, get it.
This was a beatdown. It was 21-7 at halftime, 34-7 Chargers. I got a text from Sanderson. We talked about gambling yesterday on the show. He texted me. He said, Easy money, Jake. Chargers first half money line and the Chargers team total over 18.5 points for the game. Got to 34. Easy money for Sanderson.
I would say this. If someone said, hey, you had to bet, I would have definitely went with the Chargers. But I tell you one thing. Trey Lance looked good. Very organized. I mean, so Detroit starts off with, they fumble the opening kickoff.
The next series
on defense, they line up offsides. The outside linebacker lined up like 2 feet offsides.
Or
like
for which team?
For Detroit. And there were some little errors here and there. It wasn't a horrifically played game where it was like every play was like, oh, there's a flag or there's a situation. But Trey Lance,
I think he looked great.
What stood out to me? Just extremely well-coached team. I mean, they were like, here's what we're going to do.
Jim.
And we're going to do this. And we're going to do it. They lined up in some 21 personnel, fullback in the game. I mean, it was intriguing.
They did. They brought in that guy that's like a multi-use guy that plays both offense and defense.
Didn't the game look cool? TV was really good.
Yeah. Kyle Allen. Are we talking about the Kyle Allen that played in 2014?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He's been in the league for a long time.
Kyle Allen's from Arizona. I recruited him.
He's been a long-time backup in the NFL. Yeah. Played for the, I think, of Bengals for a little bit, too.
He played two seasons at A&M and one at Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
A&M, we got that right.
First played for A&M in 2014 and 2015. After 2015, transferred to Houston.
His family's from Wisconsin.
Kyle Allen. Trey Lance is 25 years old now. And he looks like he's settled into being an NFL quarterback.
He was 13 for 20 last night, with two touchdowns, no picks, just one sack for Trey Lance.
His misses that he had were on, I think he had probably 4 or 5 misses on red zone fades.
Yep.
There are tough balls to throw.
A couple for sure. I hate that pass Jake knows. I hate it.
You do.
I mean, they were like.
I almost dropped an F-bomb.
They were like 0 for 6 on him.
I hate that route so much. It's just just throw it up, see what happens.
I'm not all disagreeing with that, but he did look the part as far as not some being pushed back with it. Wow, it's preseason. We just watched it. It looked pretty good.
It looked like he could start for some NFL teams. That's what it looked like to me. Now I thought there would be pushback on that. Well, simple. It's a Hall of Fame game. There's terrible players out there. I don't know. He looked good.
Not terrible players. Yeah. Just, you know, guys fighting for roster spots. They're not bad.
Right. Well, but I thought that was going to be the pushback. Because I was ready.
We've been waiting for Trey Lance to look respectful. He was the third overall pick for a reason.
All I came up away with was one thing. Trey Lance will be in the league.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
somewhere.
Yes.
He's not like, he's not done.
No.
He's out of football. He's in the
There's
UFL.
There's no way he could be done.
Yeah, he's not done. He's
Not
he's
the way he played last night.
No, he'll end up being a backup somewhere. At some point in time, I'd be shocked if he doesn't start a game again because of injury or something. He doesn't start a game sometime again in the NFL.
Oh, I... One hundo. Yeah. The other thing that was weird about that game was Jim's glasses fogged up.
He had different glasses.
I think they're fogged up.
I don't know.
He can't even see what's going on.
They were foggy. I don't. Or maybe they're made like that. They're odd. But he was great, though. By the way, Jim on the sideline, the you know coming in out of the halftime locker room, interviewed on the sideline. He was fabulous. It was Jim's back.
Yeah,
I missed him. Now I was thinking about him last night. If Jim tells his guys, hey, we're not going to cut corners on anything, and we're going to do this by the book, well, there'll be some guys in the room going, oh, really? We're not going to cut corners and we're going to do things by the book? Because that's what you did at Michigan, right? I mean, doesn't he have to be a little careful what he says? You know, we're going to do things right. We're going to do things by the book. Nah.
Why are you banned from college football? You're banned from college.
Yeah, some aren't guy in the back might put up his hand and say, wait a second, aren't you banned? Are we really doing things by the book?
Some receiver wearing number 99 from Akron. Excuse me, one quick question here. I just got to bring this up.
I like Jim a lot, but
oh, God. I love him.
Yeah. He was like, so nice.
Didn't he miss six games? The year you
he absolutely did.
Yes,
he did.
He missed half the games in the regular season.
It was like the first three and the last three, right?
Yeah. Guys, don't get yourself in trouble. You missed games.
Trust me, I know.
Still did.
I flew to Penn State. Couldn't get off the plane.
We're still champs, though, baby. Chain Gang, R.I.P. to the Chain Gang.
What? Oh. Tell me about this.
It went virtual now. How rare would you
know? That's the sound of the men working on the Chain Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the Chain Gang.
All day long they go,
ooh, ha, ooh, ha.
I don't even know anymore. Do the
trombone.
What's that?
Pom, 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 pom. Pom, 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 pom.
Oh, I'd love it.
Love that so
much. I would like to see. Is there any way we can get to the hold of the Nebraska band? I'd like to see if they could install that little.
Pom, 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 pom.
I think they can.
Pom, 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 pom.
Why wouldn't they be able to pull that off?
I don't know.
Well, they exactly could. The way you're doing it. Pom, 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 pom.
When you see the tuba, it's an incredible. Just when you make that decision, what are you going to go with? You think? Well, mom and dad, I'm going tuba. I mean, that's a big... Big call. Big apparatus.
Big call.
Yeah, big call.
I mean... what was the update on was there? There's a video, right? Almost an AI video for the Chain Gang marking the spot.
Oh, what was going on? Yeah, help me out with this.
Well,
I saw the third quarter.
I
wasn't paying attention.
All I heard was this morning how it was way different than tennis, where tennis shows the ball kind of like coming and then landing out.
And I love that. It's a sweet thing.
It's pretty sweet.
It is sweet.
It's a sweet thing.
That's a cool thing for a broadcast. I'm
easy,
back
Dennis.
Down. That's cool.
Back it down a little
that's
bit.
That's a cool.
There.
That's a sweet thing.
Sweet a cool thing. Element of a broadcast.
What's cool right there?
It's cool.
Imagine that. Elizabeth, what are you watching, Jake? This is sweet. Watch this.
It's a sweet thing.
I will back it up. It's awesome.
Long.
It's a very cool element of tennis.
This is a funny description.
Do it again.
Sweet. It's a sweet thing.
All right.
But here's
so what are you saying about the Chain Gang last night? There was none?
They have them to show like where for the players to see kind of where the marker is.
Okay.
But they don't come on the field.
Okay.
And it's horrible.
That sucks.
If here's the
not
part.
Right.
They don't
How about
come on
this?
The they don't you, come on.
Here's the whole thing that's going to be missed. That's going to be the most iconic part of football. When you had especially in big games, especially late in games when it's going to be it's probably going to determine the game maybe. Like that, and they put that. They're getting ready to put it down and stretch the chain. And both teams and the coaches are looking in. And there is no. Just so you guys know, when they're doing the Chain Gang, everyone's watching the Chain Gang. No one's really keeping players back there. And then the euphoria of one side
way,
when it's long, when they made it or it's short,
right.
And it's just, totally so agree. That's gone. That's
that
gone
can't be gone.
That's
it's gone.
Gone
it's gone.
That can't be gone.
Football changed.
That cannot be gone.
They took it away, Sip. They took it away.
Okay, that's a problem.
It's a problem. Do you remember the one?
Last year, Bills Chiefs was an epic moment.
When we talk about better times, this is a great example. This is not better times.
There's, imagine all of a sudden like that. They're all, what are you guys waiting for? Waiting for a call from the booth.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's horrific. It's horrific. Remember, we went with, my idea was just to help with the spotting, but you'd still bring the chain gang out, was someone is positioned at the first down marker.
I'm fine with that.
And he's got one goal. And then he marks it, and then you measure it. Remember the one a while back where they measured it, and it was short, and they signaled first down.
Like, what?
And it just like
pandemonium.
I'm talking like it's like a 40 person fight broke out.
Rightfully so.
I told Jake that last night. I think it said in the text. They called a touchdown last night.
They did.
They called a touchdown.
I saw it.
And I'm like, I told Laura. I said, no way.
It was hilarious.
Both feet were out.
Tirico said that too. He goes, he didn't get either foot in.
And the guy's like, all of a sudden, touchdown.
I'm not sure he caught it either.
And the replay was like,
0-3.
The replay was like 4 seconds. Four, like, no.
After the further review, that was a bad call.
Jim, that's sweet.
That's a sweet thing.
The tennis call is sweet. When we come back,
aging, I'll die on that hill.
Aging gracefully, and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.